Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Humanity's last hope to find and settle a new world. A small terraforming fleet sets out to prepare a lifeless planet for the colony ships sure to follow in their wake.
Civilized.
Beatrix, here's the stuff you wanted.
Thank you so much. Okay, I just gotta get the basket and have the blanket.
Listen, Beatrix, I appreciate that you want to help us bond as a team.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's great for morale. I'm just really not very comfortable out here.
Oh, Barty, I know, but Bartholomew, I apologize. But it's important. We have to bond. We have to build relationships together in order to have a trust level that really helps us, you know, bond. It's a full circle thing. I've explained it in all of the paperwork that I sent you.
Yes, no, I appreciate that. It's just I've stepped in something back there. I'm really more comfortable documenting the bonding than participating myself.
Well, I just thought it was important that we all take a moment. We've been working so hard, Bob hasn't really, but we've been working and we've been, you know, really building a foundation together here. And
I brought you all that stuff.
Bob, I don't want to minimize what you've done.
Yeah.
But 3 mushrooms and a half-eaten apple is food. So
thank you. Thank you.
It is food. But I did go inside the ship and ask Captain here for some rations, so.
Well, okay. I'm sensing a bit of friction here. I think we can resolve it. So listen, Beatrix, your work has been very much appreciated up until now.
Up until now.
And will continue to be appreciated far into the future, I don't doubt.
Mm.
And this morale building is great. Bob, if you would like an opportunity to step up, well, I mean, you are our assistant supervisor of marketing support services, uh-huh. Housing, food.
And ancillary services,
yeah, that's right. Yeah. So perhaps on this, what was it you called it, Beatrix?
A picnic.
Picnic. You could take the rations and help jazz them up a bit, you know, prepare a nice, nice something.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Well. But, okay. Yeah,
so we're gonna do that right here, right?
Like, No. We're gonna go into the wilderness.
No. We're already like, I don't know, how far is that from the ship? We're at least like 20 paces from the ship.
I don't want to go any more wilderness than this.
Like, what if the captain can't reach us on our doohickeys?
Well, that's why we have her with our constant ear, right, Captain?
Yeah, I'm here.
She's here.
You got this. You guys, it'll be fine. It'll be fun.
Come on. I know a great spot is just atop a little hill, and we can see just under the tree line.
Yeah, guys, get out. Live a little.
Yeah, I think we're living. I feel like I'm living right now. Look, we are a long way. Like, if something were to happen, we might not even make it to ship.
Neither of you have explored beyond this 20 paces. I've actually put a ring in the ground, and you have never gone more than 30 feet away from the ship.
That's what that ring is. Oh.
No, I just took a stick and drew a circle in the ground.
I was afraid for a while that it was like we were being targeted or, you know, like it was a creature.
No, it had a long tail with a spike on it. Me with a stick.
Oh.
Well.
Okay, here's it. I'm just going to take this piece of paper and throw it back at the ship, and I'm going to make you both come. We're not working today except maybe Bob because he has to prepare the food, and that's all we're doing. We're just going. We're walking. We're taking an adventure. We're going to go on an adventure because that's what scouts do, and that's what people do when they want to build camaraderie, and that's what we're doing today.
Yeah, you tell them, Beatrix.
Thanks, Captain.
All right, Beatrix. This hill lookout that you want us to attend.
Yes.
Can you tell me where precisely on this map it's located?
Oh, sure. Just give me the map for a second. Crumble, 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 throw!
I like your gumption, Beatrix.
Thanks, Bob.
Sort of infectious. You know what? I'm going to take these mushrooms and squish them up in the ground!
Bob, that was our... Now we just have this half-eaten apple.
I'm going to take up these bad feelings that we're experiencing on our team and crumple, 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 throw!
Yeah, Barty!
That's the spirit.
Bartholomew. I thought maybe today we could try the Barty, but it's fine.
You know, we could take our clothes.
No, Bob, this is the bonding levels.
Okay.
Level 9. We're at level 2, maybe. Okay.
There's a whole other form to do Barty that.
All right, you know what? I'm going to step over this line.
Do it.
The line that
Meet me on the other side.
With the long tail and the spike.
Nope, me with a stick.
Maybe Beatrix with a stick. I'm going to do it.
Only if you're comfortable.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, Barty. Captain, if you never hear from me again, know that I took this step for...
Us.
Oh!
What? What? I'm running back! I'm going to the ship! I'm running back! What is it? What'd you see, Captain?
I didn't see anything. I was just saying, because I was proud of you.
Oh.
Jeez.
Hi, Beatrix.
I've already spent 45 minutes bringing you both back. It feels like another circle where I have to convince you to come to the line, and then Bob goes over the line, and then Bob runs back to the ship. This is the fourth time this has happened. I am trying so hard to remain cheerful and optimistic that we will get beyond here, but this is, like I said, the fourth time Bob has run back to the ship. All we have is a half-eaten apple and some rations, and I just wanted to go.
And a crumpled-up piece of paper.
I just want to go on a picnic. That's all I want. I just want to go on a picnic. I just want to do and bond together and enjoy each other's company and eat some gel bars.
In the interest of compromise, perhaps a picnic within sight of the ship.
No! Compromising is part of your HR function, and we are breaking function today. We are going to... Oh, you know what? If you guys won't come, I'm going by myself. Captain, let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Beatrix, I think, can you slow down a little? It's getting pretty cold. I know we're not lost. I get it, but it's getting dark and cold. And I can barely see you.
No, it's fine. I'm scouting.
But where, Barty?
Bartholomew!
Keep coming. I think Beatrix found the trail.
Oh, this is it! This is it! We're just a few paces away!
Uh-huh. I'm sure we are, Beatrix.
Would be nice if somebody had that map.
I didn't think I needed it. Maybe we could just...
I don't think you need it, Beatrix. I believe in you.
Thanks, Bob.
It's either that or believe that we're going to die a horrible death.
I believe in you, too, but at this point, from a distance, I'm sorry, Beatrix. I wanted to support the idea, and I do for you.
Well, sucks to you both, because this is the spot. I found it. Here we go. Blanket laid, picnic basket down, and we're just going to sit here, and we're going to enjoy each other's company, because this is where it's supposed to be.
Beatrix?
Mm.
We've had 3 picnics now, and we really want to get back to the ship.
When does the picnic adventure end? The
picnic adventure never ends. Not until we trust each other.
Nah, never mind. Sorry.
What?
I'm just seeing things because I'm like delirious.
No, Bob, feel free to express yourself.
Was that tree so close to Beatrix a few minutes ago?
What are you talking about?
I understand the confusion here. This is not a tree.
What?
I was doing some reading about this in the Boxberry room. This is a creature.
Huh?
A creature.
Beatrix?
Should I move?
No.
Should I just stay in?
Just stay right there. Okay. Don't make any sudden moves. So that large dark area with the shiny bits, would that be what we would refer to as a mouth?
The truth is, I was actually looking up a cactus. So I just, you know, sort of flipped by creature on the way. I didn't read in detail. I just saw the picture.
So shouldn't you guys be running by now?
I really don't know. It may or may not be a threat.
What if I'm just going to stand here.
Yeah, and that way we can find out if it's a threat. That's an excellent idea, Beatrix.
That's totally what my impetus was.
Captain, mm-hmm. It would be helpful if we knew which way to run. Should we start running? Because it's sort of dark and we're not lost. I'm not going to say we're lost. We're not lost. We're not lost, Captain. Maybe we don't know where we are.
Wait a minute. We have a little system on our communicators that tells us where the ship is in proximity to us with a compass.
There you go.
I shouldn't have talked so loud.
There's just something I want to quickly revisit. This may or may not be the time, but just very quickly.
Marty?
Bartholomew? Bob, one of your ancillary functions is making sure that we have flashlights available.
Yep, right now my ancillary function is that the creature is getting really close to Beatrix.
Surprisingly, that is not one of your ancillary functions.
Oh, I felt it drool on my shoulder.
Okay, Beatrix, just stay there.
I don't know what to do.
We got you. We're going to get you out of this, Beatrix.
Well, first of all, I think it's important that we know we are not lost and that this was a successful picnic. Ah!
Thank God I was able to run back and get that thing off her wrist. Did you know it leads you right back to the ship? Bartholomew, I should find mine and wear it.
It is part of the prescribed uniform.
Why don't you wear it?
I have other things to occupy my wrist.
Oh, that was so horrible. It was so awful. Captain, we've lost Beatrix. Oh, Captain, yeah. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What do you want?
It ate her.
She'll be fine.
She'll
be fine.
No, you don't understand. It ate her. It was just goopy red mess.
Did you have a nice time at the picnic, though?
Yeah,
it was a great picnic, right?
Yeah, the second picnic was really nice, actually. Yeah. You know, when we had the apple to eat?
Yeah.
Everyone.
What?
Why are you all so dirty and covered in muck? Well, whatever. I had a great idea. I think today we should go on a picnic.
Civilized. Starring Christy Bolton, Michael Davinsky, Mbula Enobong, and Sean Howard. Sound design and music by Eli McElveen. Cover art by David Desmarais. Join us on Patreon for bonus episodes and lots more. Look for the Support Us link at civilizedpod.com.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish. We're the narrators of Midst.
What's Midst? It's very simple. It's a weird, surrealist, fourth wall breaking, reality bending, science fantasy space western about a small doomed planet floating in a cosmic ocean of spooky darkness.
Upon whose alien landscape an ensemble cast of characters, including a crotchety outlaw, a freakishly virtuous cultist, and a diabolical businessman, make awful decisions and fight like hell to survive when the moon falls out of the sky and a large number of terrible things happen in rapid succession.
It's exciting, it's funny, it's scary. It's got neat sound, weird music, amazing visuals, and every episode comes with bonus content you can read and examine.
Midst is performed solely by yours truly, as the three of us narrate all the action, play all of the characters, and bend a lot of the rules about how telling stories is normally supposed to work.
Midst is pretty fun, very strange, and it feels like VR for your brain.
We believe you'll enjoy it, or maybe you won't, but there's really only one way to find out. You're gonna have to listen to Midst.